From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has indicated the U.S. is looking for better trade terms for ag exports to Japan. But according to AgNetWest.com, Japanese officials have indicated they would not be allowing any extra access for American farm goods than what is given to other countries in current trade agreements. Last month, President Trump met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, where they agreed to begin working on a trade deal between the two countries. The USDA began implementing the Market Facilitation Program on September 4th, part of the agency's plan to assist farmers suffering losses from international tariffs. According to the National Farmers Union, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has determined crops including soy, sorghum, wheat, cotton, corn, hogs, and milk have been adversely affected by trade disputes. Roughly $5 billion in payments will be provided to eligible producers. A second calculation will be conducted in December to see if additional payments will be provided. One by one, America's food outlets are kicking American cheese to the curb, thanks in large part to millennials. Panera Bread's Sarah Burnett tells AgWeb.com they're using less and less American cheese and have even replaced it with a four-cheese grilled combo of Fontina, cheddar, Monto, and smoked Gouda. The results? Higher sales. Data shows U.S. sales of processed cheese, including brands like Kraft Singles and Velveeta, are projected to drop 1.6% this year, the fourth straight year of declines. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.